Yes, it's Basin Street, presented by the National Broadcasting Company for the U.S. Army Reserve, a public service program of information for young men of America. Facts about your Army Reserve. The Army special guests, Dr. Ted Husing and Sanford Gold on the sitstepel. Piano to you.
But right now, here is a serious message for all of you young men of America, brought to you by the old sergeant.
It's the law of the land, expressed by the will of the people through their Congress, that the nation's defense is a young man's business. Accordingly, we've had since 1948 the selective service system that requires a period of service in the Army, after which the young man must serve out the balance of his obligation in the reserves. On this program, we hope to bring you information that will assist you in serving out this imposed obligation. Now, do you know, for instance, that membership in the Army Reserve is required by law for 5 to 6 years, depending on your age and date of induction? And do you know that such membership is both educational and profitable? You're paid off in more ways than one? Well, just spend each Tuesday night with Dr. Gino Hamilton and his Chamber Music Society, and we'll give you the facts on your reserve service. Always remember this. Defense is everybody's business. By taking an active part in one of your local reserve units, you're serving your country and yourself. This program is your program for the information of all draft veterans. If you have any questions, send them in. This is the place for questions affecting your reserve obligation. Just write to the Army Reserve, Washington 25, D.C.
Now, here once again is the old sergeant with a simple answer to a tough question.
Many people have asked us the difference between universal military training and selective service. Well, here's the answer in a nutshell. Universal military training is presently planned as a 6-month training course for all young men between the ages of 18 and 19 years of age. Remember that UMT is not in operation, however. When the decision is made to go ahead with UMT, young men may be ordered to one of the armed services for 6 months' training. They'll be trainees undergoing a course in citizenship, many subjects which will be covered besides military training. When the 6 months has been completed, the trainee goes to civilian life, to his home and job, or to a school. He then owes 7.5 years of reserve service to his country. Now, selective service, on the other hand, is for the purpose of reinforcing the armed services. After the young man's basic training, he is assigned to a military unit in the United States or overseas with a total training and service time of 2 years, with 6 years in the reserve. Under selective service, the individual becomes part of our country's needed manpower. But in both programs, there is a remaining reserve obligation that must be filled. That is when you join your hometown reserve unit. You serve yourself when you serve your country in the Army Reserve.